Hey everyone, so we are going to talk all about the 2020 events. And you'll have to excuse my hair a little bit. Today's been one of those days where I get up and I just start going. And I started at 5 o'clock in the morning and never really stopped and did a workout. Like literally I had so much going on this morning. I had to move my workout. So I did, you know how like when you have like your unexpected things come up and like several unexpected things happen this morning. So I literally ran to the gym. I set a timer on my phone and I said, bet you got 30 minutes, get them legs done. And I just started doing stuff like stuff I haven't done since my old school days because I knew I only had 30 minutes. So I was like, man, we got to make this shit happen. So it was awesome. It was funny to just even do a workout like that because I haven't done one like that in so long. So it's always good to push yourself out of your own comfort zone. So we're going to talk about 2020 events, speaking of pushing ourselves outside of our comfort zones. So both of us, me and you, will be getting outside of our comfort zone next year in several ways. The first way is I have never done this many, ever. I have never done six live. Well, I'm only doing five of them. Kathy's doing one. I'm doing five live events next year. I am, for the first time ever, having someone that you all love do a live event. Never done that. And like I have sworn, like hand the Bible, I will not be there that weekend. If you don't know, Corinne might be a little bit of a control freak about PNP and loves keeping a tight grip on the things. So it'll be fun to see Kathy get to change lives like I have, like in real time. Like she'll get to like teach the whole thing. So it'll be good for y'all and for her. I've done one 30-minute talk, maybe an hour, to a group of 400. And each one of our camps next year will have 350 people. So my first big one will be this October. And then I've, for fuck sure, never spoke in front of 2,000 people, which is going to be homecoming weekend. So I'm getting out of my comfort zone. And you guys are getting out of your comfort zone by just coming. You know, for a lot of you, it's a big ask of yourself to come all the way to Nashville. Get inside a room full of people who are likely to be crying, vulnerable, opening up about shit, you know, just all the things. So I do want y'all to know that the events are, it's hard for me to pick what I love most in PNP. I mean, I really love like constructing the content and stuff. But in terms of like what brings me real joy, the events are probably like number one or number two. I just love the live interaction and all the things that come with a live event. I have been so emotional. You would think I'm starting my period like today, but no, this is probably the fourth time I've cried today. So if my period starts early, I'm going to Vegas on Thursday with Spoonie. If it starts early, I am going to like go hunt Mother Nature down myself and give her a talking to. She does not want me. So anyway, I want to talk today about each one and then what all we're doing. And you guys ask questions. Mary Jo will be giving me the questions over here because I can't hardly fucking see on my phone anymore. So she'll make sure she posts them on my computer so I can read them. So anything that you have questions about, make sure that you go ahead and ask. So let's just start with event number one. We'll go through the schedule. I think that'll be the easiest way for me to talk about it. And then I'll kind of go through some of just some of the stuff and all that kind of junk, my mindset behind it. Well, let me talk about mindset first. So why six events next year? Chris and I spent literally from about middle of spring, once we wrapped the April camp, until after Don't Stop Believing, talking about what did we want to do next year in terms of events. And he knows how much I love them. Like, I really love them. And I knew I wanted to do more of them. And I knew that you guys wanted more of them. And so we really thought about what events could we experiment with next year. So I want y'all to think that 2020 is our whole big year of experimentation. We're trying out different types, different sizes. We're trying a couple of different locations. Like, we just was like, let's just throw it all up on the wall and see what you guys love the most, what's most impactful, and what works. So the schedule as you see it now is the schedule, but I want you to take a look at it and notice the front half of the year has a lot of stuff on it. The back half of the year has one thing on it, and that is for a reason. I know a lot of you have been panicking that we're releasing everything all at once. That's because in order to schedule that many, we're doing so many different things. Like, we're filming all of them for you guys this year. You guys don't really know, but every event we're going to film it so that we have big screens in the room. So no matter where you're at, you'll be able to see everything and hear everything. So we've had to contract audiovisual companies and things like that. Well, just so you guys know, in order to do an event, I have to start go ahead and paying everyone ahead of time for all this stuff. So that's why we're opening registration up. Not so that I have the money, but so we know, do enough of you want to come, which I don't think we're going to have the problem, but I'm just going to tell you that if you want to cancel, like if I want to get all the money that I put down back, I'm going to need to cancel before, like, well, 3 months out, we didn't sell it, that kind of thing. So just so you guys know, like, we make these decisions based on a lot of factors that don't, and I don't always discuss them with you because it's really not going to help you lose weight to know how the inner workings of PNP go. But I want you all to just know this. Trust that when I'm, like, thinking about the events and when I'm planning the events and how we do things, I always have, like, one big mindset. What's the easiest way to make it possible? Is it going to help them lose their weight? And is it right for all of us? And I do it from that mindset. I teach you guys to always be thinking about your stuff. Like, are you doing it from thoughts and feelings that work for you? And so before I do anything, that's how I do it. So we're, like, filming every event, and then all attendees for every event next year, you will get the full recordings for your event. That is, if we're going to record them anyway, you might as well get them. That is included in your fee. So you do not need to worry that I'm going to be like, oh, we got the recordings, you know, for an extra $50, you can have your recording. You're going to get that no matter what. Okay. And then we are going, the way that we're going to do it is we're going to edit out, like, you'll see, like, when we do the events and stuff, we'll have some camera people around. I think there's going to be two or three getting everything. But when we do the final edit for you guys, I'm not going to, like, have you all up in the film. Like, it will be me, so that you don't have to, because what I don't want is, I don't want you guys sitting there thinking, well, I don't want my ass on, you know, the screen. Well, I'm not going to do that to anyone. It's hard enough for me to reconcile my ass being on the screen, much less expect 350 of you to reconcile that yourselves. So don't worry about that. And let's see, what else? Well, that's just the mindset behind it. So the first event is 6 days with me. That particular event is very special for me. I have literally tried to find similar type experiences out there so I could go to study them, to see what it's like and how people run them and all the things, especially when it comes to weight loss. And I have not been able to find one. And I just decided I was going to have to create my own experience. And it all started with, I told Chris, I said, you know, if I had my dream event, I would be locked in a room with a bunch of people for 6 days, railing on them to really teach them what it's going to take to lose the weight. And we are just going to work on weight. We're not going to work on anything else, but, like, all the things that are stopping us with our weight loss, they're going to experience how to live it, all the things. And he said, well, why not just do that? I was like, well, I was like, can I? Like that. And he's like, well, if you want to book it, you can. I was like, oh, I mean, it was, like, literally like that. So I am modeling the 6 days after one of the best events that I ever went to that changed my entire life. And that is when I went through life coach school training. I spent 8 days learning how to be a life coach, and or 6 days as a life coach, 2 days for weight coaching. It was so transformative. And it is, I just think, one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life. And I'm like, I want that for my people. So that is what the 6 day will be like. It will be amazing. And then the next is Kathy's 3 day. So for those who went through the transformation weekend, we're doing a very similar event. Kathy came, she trained, she took notes, she has the structure of it, and she will be offering her own 3 day. And I think this is important because here's one of the things that I recognize inside the tribe. One, I would love to do every event. That would be amazing. But, like, y'all need me doing some other things other than just every, you know, 5 seconds jumping on a stage somewhere and talking. And a lot of you like Kathy's style better than my style. Like, some of you are just like, we always say, some of them just aren't ready for you, Corinne. Like, a lot of you will get on her coaching calls and stuff and just like, I'm working my way up to Corinne. I know that I'm not easy. Like, I know I'm in your face and all that kind of stuff. So I just, with her being the podcast co-host, she has been working with me for years now and stuff. She was really wanting to do something like this. So we decided to put together that 3-day experience for you guys with her. So it will be great. You'll be basically locked in a room with Kathy for 3 days doing all the coaching. And that one is more about transformation. It's not just weight loss, guys. Of course, everything we do has a bent on weight loss, but hers is more about like what we did during this 3-day, which is figuring out what areas we need to coach on and like digging deep. Like, what is that one thing that's kind of like nagging and gnawing at you and getting coached on it and stuff? So in that room, what we did was we made a master list of all the different things that the room wanted. And then we started lumping them together. And then we started putting like together, like, oh, okay, you're going to get probably coached on something similar to me. So I want to pay attention when you get coached. And then by the end of 3 days, we literally went through the list and I said, okay, when I taught this, it applies to all of you who said this was your problem. When I taught this, it said this was your problem. You will be amazed at what you can do in 3 days. It's killer. So if you can imagine what we've been doing in 3 days, imagine what we're going to do in 6. Just saying. Oh, and be ready for extreme discomfort during my 6th day. Mary Jo said, we need to have a day called the Day of Discomfort. And my brain has already gone to work on how that's going to be made happening. Good. All right. And then we have camps as always. We will have our camps. And we have April and October coming up. And then we have Don't Stop Believing as usual. Don't Stop Believing will be happening. It's happening in May this year. We backed it up a little bit for a really good reason. It's smoking fucking hot in Nashville in June. We've had it 2 years in a row in June, and both years, it's humid as all get out. It's amazing in Nashville how just backing something up a couple of weekends is a major break in humidity. It's like we were all saying, oh, it's too bad they weren't here like last weekend when it was like not humid and 70 degrees. And then they come in and it's like 80 and 80% humidity. So just, we wanted to back it up a little bit for that. And that would really help with just humidity stuff. And then let's see, we have homecoming. So homecoming's not releasing yet. The main reason is we're still looking for space. I will not sell it until I know that we have a venue that can support us and hotels and all the things. So we're still working on it. We will have homecoming. It will be next July. Like, I'm 90% sure it will be July. There's venue space. It's just a matter of picking a space that's going to be able to do what we want it to do. And that's the main thing. Like, I want to make sure that we can have the party that I want to have. And I want to make sure that we can like just do all the things that I envision. I don't want to like pick something janky. So, because homecoming means a lot to me. This will be, in my mind, where we celebrate being in PNP. It will be inspirational. It will be a lot of things, but it will be like, I think of homecoming as like where we come and we just bond as a community and we look towards our future and we get motivated and excited and all the things. So the difference between homecoming and like a camp is more where we are talking about very specific things and we're doing like, I teach a little bit. Usually how I like to do it is I teach about 15, 20 minutes on a concept that most of us need to understand in order to move our weight loss journey forward. And it's not your typical, like, we're going to talk about the hunger scale and bullshit like that. It's about the things that get in the way of doing that. It's like we do a lot of relationship work with ourselves. We do a lot of work on our self-love capacity, stuff like that. And then you do a lot of like little worksheets. Like, I usually give you time to do a worksheet. So that, you know how you guys will always tell me, it's like, I can't get to the bottom of it at home. I don't know. Where. You do at camp. It's because you're removed away from all of that and I don't allow you to not know. You have to keep guessing. So we do these worksheets together. Then as a group, you come together and you talk a little bit about it. We do some sharing. And then as a major group, we come back together and we talk about, all right, who needs to be coached on this? So as we did all of this, what are you hung up on? What are you confused about? And so that's usually what camp is like. So camp is where you're going to come and you're going to be taught the concepts of why. Like, I like to spend the first night a lot on the model, like really understanding how to use the model in your life. And I go over in a way that I have this new way of teaching it, and it'll be rolled out to camp first. I rolled it out at the transformation, but it's a brand new way of understanding it where you get to see. I take the mystique out of it being hard and complicated and being afraid to use it. And then we use that night to get into coaching and to figure out, like, the way I'm introducing October camp this year is going to be so good, and that's how I'm going to be using it for next year. But it's like, I quickly help you identify why you're here and what you're going to need to hear while you're there. And so we will be doing all of that on the first night of camps. The second day of camp is about diving in to what it is you uncovered and what's going on there. And so we cover the mate. I know from doing this so often exactly what people are bringing. Your like circumstance may be described a little differently, but it always comes down to the same bullshit. You have someone in your life that you're using as an obstacle. You have something in your past you are using as an obstacle. You have thoughts about yourself that you are using as your obstacle. There is a pattern. You have buffering tendencies. You have things you're doing and you don't understand why you're doing it. And we solve for that too. So camp is one of those things where it's similar concepts that we learn here in PNP, but taken to a different level. And because you're not at home, you don't have the distraction of reality affecting you. For a lot of you, right before you're going to get to the meat of something, your kid cries, or you think someone needs you, or the pantry is right there. When you're at camp, you have no one but you, the paper, and me. It's hard to escape. And then as we get into 3 days and 6 days, you just have to think, like, when you're at camp, we're all doing work together. When we're in the small groups, like when we're like, there's 70 coming to my 6 day, and then there's 50 coming to the 3 day. You're getting a lot more, like, we're really diving into specifics there. So like at mine, it's all about weight loss. Every day will be themed around a different thing around weight loss. It will have challenges every day around weight loss. I will be feeding you. You will not be getting junk. For a lot of you, it'll be a hard week. You're going to come and you're only going to eat the shit I've picked. And you're going to be not only doing all your mental work, you'll probably start detoxing. And then we will coach on that part about why you feel so shitty. And like, how does it feel to know that this is what your body feels like because of what you've been eating? So we will do a lot of that work that week. And then, am I skipping any event? Just Don't Stop Believing is its own unique unicorn. It is a race. It is awesome. And it is fun. That's all we need to know. The big events all have parties. So camps always have party night, Saturday night, DJ, and we dance, we do the things. Homecoming is going to be a homecoming soiree. I just got to warn all of you, it's going to be the formal gown for the queen, and the king is already planning on like tuxes to match. So like, we think we are going literally to prom. That's the way it's happening in my mind, at least. And then at Don't Stop Believing, we have a party too. Because I know that if you go to your room and you crash out, you're likely to not be able to walk into the room the next morning to learn how to do whatever you're going to do when you go home. So at the end of Don't Stop Believing, what we do is we have a day where we do a little bit of coaching, where we plan for the next thing so that you're not left just, you know, like, womp, womp, my training's over. I don't know what to do with myself. And Don't Stop Believing also has a 16-week lead up to it. So if you do Don't Stop Believing, you will be in a private group where you will have access to our course training plan, our course training videos. I'm going to have Don't Stop Believing mentors in there who have been doing the race with me since the inception, who know how to like answer questions and do all the things and that kind of stuff. And then go rock and roll it. All right, let's see what questions you guys have. Okay. So here's how no refunds, no transfers works, so that everybody understands. I don't do refunds anymore because for a long time I did a deposit, and what was happening was I ended up losing money on a lot of the camps, guys. It was just where we would have so many people cancel for various reasons, and then we couldn't sell their spots, and then it was a lot of management. It was all kinds of things. So we really just had to quit doing deposits, and then you pay at the very end. So that's why we just say pay up front. It's just like, you're just going to pay now and you're going to go ahead and commit, and that's where you are. So we won't refund you, and we don't transfer you off to another event, because we still have to like do the hotel and all that kind of stuff. Like all of that, there's all these moving pieces that happen once you reserve a spot. Girls, I start taking care of you right then. Once you have decided you're coming, all of that is the stuff that I start doing now. Like I just am, like, I'm all in with you. You say you're coming, I'm all in. I'm starting to like get your shit printed. Like all that's happening, right? So what we're doing now is, rather than like most people, if you can't come, that's just it. Sorry, Charlie. But I did want to be able to do this. And we put our heads together on what we could do to just, because I know shit happens. Like, guys, I get it. I'm not like some kind of hard ankle that doesn't get that. If you want to sell your ticket for equal value, I didn't even think that somebody would even black market my stuff, but somebody pointed out the other day, I was like, oh, hell no. Like, we're not doing that. I was like, no. But if you want to sell it to equal value because like something happens, I know that somebody in the tribe will want to buy your ticket. That is not going to be a problem. This particular camp had over 300 people on the wait list. So, you know, you can just post it in the tribe in a Facebook post and just say like, hey, I'm not going to be able to go. Is there anybody who would like to take my ticket? And then you will handle the money transfer on your end. Once that's done, then you will just email support, and then we will take care of making sure that person's name is on all of our lists and everything is seamless from there. So we're just having you guys do the like transfer-y stuff on your side. And then we're just like, oh, okay, so we'll take your name off and we'll put this person's name in. And then that's seamless and easy for everyone. VIP, this is just new for next year. Guys, we're just testing it. One of the things that we've always done at camp is, you know, I stand in line and I take a picture with everyone. And picture time has gotten to where it's taking 2.5 to 3 hours to go through, because I've always like, you know, I talk to people and all this other stuff. So we started looking at it. And the big thing is this: some of you don't care if you get a picture with me. A lot of people take the picture because they think they have to. I'm like, no, you don't have to, but a lot of people do. I can always tell that girl though. She comes up and she's like, I'm out. I'm like, y'all never have to take a picture with me. I promise. I'm not going to be sitting there going like, oh, you didn't take a picture with me. But not everybody wants a picture. A lot of you never want to have to speak to me. Like, you ain't going to raise your hand in question and answer. You are never going to want to sit on the front row for fear I might actually walk up behind you and say like, hey, what'd you just write on your paper? Because that does happen. Like, those are the things that only matter to some people. So in order for us to be able to do some different things, we decided to do a VIP option. I've never been to a conference where there hasn't been one, honestly. Everywhere I go, that's what they do. So that the people who just want to be able to walk in first, who want to be able to be up front and that kind of stuff, they can. So that's the only reason why there's a VIP option, guys. We got to be able to get through pictures faster and all the things. So what we're doing next year is, I believe with the pictures, do not hold me to this, but I believe the VIPs will get individuals, and then at camp, mentor groups will get pictures, and then we'll just get to the point to where I can actually hang out with everyone. I will just say, I love being able to hang out with you guys. And one of the things about the picture line is that I don't get that opportunity. I'm literally standing there in my hoochie ass heels, taking picture after picture after picture after picture. I love like, I love those moments, but I don't, one of the things that I love about the tribe is I at times get to feel like I'm a part of it and not just Queenie. And, you know, at the events, that party night means a lot to me. I remember never being invited to dances. And when I would go, no one liked me and having to just sit there. And most of the time I went because I didn't want everybody to ask why I didn't go. So I would go and be fucking extremely uncomfortable the whole time I was there. So when we first started doing these things, I was doing them because so many of us never got the experience to go to a party and have a fucking good time. To not have to worry about what people thought. And if you wanted to dance or you wanted to just sit there, it was okay. You got to do what you wanted to do. And so ever since we first started all these PNB events and camps, we've had party night. And it's always my goal that everybody just gets to feel like that's that one night. You don't have to care about dieting and weight loss and what other people think and all that stuff. So I go out of my way to make those nights really special. And I also got out of my way on those nights to be like a part of the experience. I go with my husband, I bring my son, and I want to be able to do this for as long as possible. And we do have to change a few things than how we've been doing it. But if I didn't change how I did things, we'd still have one camp a year and it would be for 30 people. And we would still be sitting on the floor in a gym. You know, I just want you guys to know that when we make these changes and stuff, it's because I know that I want to be able to offer as many people that unique tribe experience as possible. And that's going to mean that sometimes I have to change the way I've always done it. Even no matter how good it feels to me, I'm going to have to do that. And so I really thought about these events. I just want them to be so special. And we're doing everything we can to just make them special. That's what I'm leading with, is how can I make them special and impactful and change your life? The other thing about, let's see, there was one other thing I wanted to mention about that. I can't remember what it is, so I'll get it in a little bit. What time is registration open tomorrow? It is opening at 9 a.m. Central Time. So we will have the buttons on at 9 a.m. Central Time. Oh, and why did I open everything at once? I think I kind of covered that in the beginning, but it's basically we need to see what the demand is and see what is going on. But the back half is open for a reason. If we see something is extremely popular or goes over really well or something, then we will have a few months where we can kind of watch things and know if we need to add anything to the back end of the calendar. But we have to basically, you know, we have to book. I don't care if we do it in Nashville, if we consider doing another city. It takes about a year to plan one of these events. It's not like we just, we've got plenty of event coordinators in here. They will tell you. You can't just like, hey, we're going to get together and like shit an event. It's just, it doesn't happen that way. So that's the main reason why we opened them all at once. It gives us an idea of what, you know, what it is that you guys want the most of. Okay. I've never been to an event. The VIP events are out of my price range. Will I be missing out on a lot for the general admission? No. Guys, here's the thing. I know you've never been to an event, Molly. The general admission version will get the same that it's always gotten. It really will. The only difference is the VIP people will get, they're not going to eat the box lunch, which the general admission people are always eating pretty much like box lunches and stuff now. Like we don't, you know, the lunches and stuff aren't going to change. I'm a big believer when y'all come to the camps, like the lunch, it's so much faster to just feed you guys. And then we can get back to work. So that's kind of why mine's always included food. If y'all are always wondering why do I always, you know, include food, and most places don't include it at all. But it's because it's like if I keep you at the hotel, I can get you back in the room faster. If I send you off, then I have to like battle lunch crowds. And I'm in the restaurant industry, or I've been in the restaurant industry, and I know what that's all about. But no, you won't really miss out on much. Now, the VIPs, the difference is they will for sure get a picture. They're going to get a special party. But in terms of like learning,
Like, you're like, I want all of you to think about this. The people who are going to do the VIP, that's great. But this is the main thing. Why are you coming? You're coming so that your life gets changed. You're coming so you have your aha moment. You're coming so you can learn something. Everyone will be doing that. I do not, like, hold that part off for a special select few at all. So you do not need to worry about that at all. All right? With the new format, I have to purchase VIP to take a picture and meet Corinne. I'm around, but yes, to get a picture. I just can't, like, I would love, guys, I'm just telling you, I would give my eye teeth. And I do a lot of selfies and stuff. So sometimes you'll see me and you can grab me and things. But guys, I'm just being honest. It's like, we can either decide to keep camp at 150 people and those people will always get a picture. And then hundreds of you can't come and experience camp for a picture with Corinne, or you guys can, we can open it up to more people coming and more people getting the experience of being live with me. You know, I know it's crazy, and I don't say this egotistically, but like I had to decide what's more important, having bigger events where more people get the experience and get the ahas and they get to have the connection and the disconnect from their life and all that, or keep it small enough so we can make sure everybody gets a picture. That's the thing. Can I pay extra to make me talk? If you want to, but you can always just get one of your people to like poke you in the side and say like, or you could do like, there was one, I don't remember what camp it was, but somebody raised, she raised her hand. I said, okay, you want to get coached? She's like, no, but she needs to. Made her friend get up. I was like, oh my God, you're not the friend I want. I think you mentioned the October camp this year will also be filmed. Is that correct? It's my first one. Yes, Paige. So we are filming this one for the first time. We're learning a lot on this camp. This is the first time we've done 350. And so we're going to learn about the video part. So we'll have it down more pat for next year. But yeah, y'all are going to get a video. We've hired a really good video team too. I was like, we interviewed several and these people really understand what we want. Like they really understand how not to be in the way and all that kind of stuff. So it'll be good. Will non-attendees have access to the videos? Not all the videos. Now, if I, like one of the things, the reasons why I'm videoing is like at the 3-day transformation, I taught the model in a new way that was like, if it just felt like one of those Matrix moments where everything's just moving slow. And I was like, oh, I wish we had recorded that, blah, blah, blah. The reason why I want the recordings is so that if there's something that I think this has to go to the whole tribe, like this is a lesson everybody needs, we will put that into probably the no BS or something like that. But in terms of all of it, no, we won't be releasing all of it to the entire tribe. And the main reason is because some of it won't make as much sense because you won't be there having the experience, if that makes sense. And so I think that I will know best, like, oh, this is a lesson that I think is really important. So what I want all of you to know is like for the people who are coming, you know, they're getting the benefit of being in the room, unbothered by their real life, leaving the chaos and everything and really being able to focus and dial in. So they're already getting so much of the experience and the recordings are more for them to like take their notes and like remember what all that was about and stuff. For all the rest of you who aren't going to be able to come to events, and I get it, not everybody gets to come to events. Guys, there are so many of the things that I learn and stuff, I do all of it online just like you. I cannot go to these things. It is just not in the cards. And I don't sit around and feel bad about that. You know what I do? I make sure that whatever I have access to, 150% Corinne's poured into it. 150%. You can ask anyone. There are several different courses that I buy that I know I will never be able to take advantage of the live offerings that they do. Even the live in-persons. And I never think about that is an obstacle for me. I always think like, I was never supposed to participate in that stuff, but I'm all in on this. And when I'm capitalizing there, it's fine. But if I feel like at any event that something happens that would be life changing for all of you, I'm not going to sit on it and be like, ooh, I'm hoarding it. Of course it would be put into content, but it will probably be like a moment where I'm like railing on something or whatever. I think I already explained what camp is. Would the January 6th day be appropriate for someone in maintenance? It's going to be really focused. It depends on, we're going to be doing like, I don't want to give too much away, but at the, I mean, we'll be talking about a lot of things, but it's going to be depending on you as to what you're really needing in maintenance. If you lost your weight, but you didn't lose your mental weight, what we're going to be doing there is we're going to do a lot of body image work, because a lot of the problems that you guys have is you just can't see your future self. We're going to get super comfortable with our bodies. We're going to learn how to like sit with hunger. We're going to learn how to process urges in real time. We're going to like think about judgment. Like, we're going to go through different things where I've got like all these ideas and stuff, but that's more of what we're going to be doing. So just think about it. It's more designed though. I will say my intention with that one is it is to be designed to develop the relationship with food that you need in order to lose weight. Now, if you've already lost your weight, but you haven't developed a relationship with food other than I'm terrified to do anything differently than I'm doing and I don't like my body and all that. So basically, you just are one of those unique unicorns who can lose their weight, but you don't really lose like you didn't do it the way that you're like you see yourself sustaining for the rest of your life. Then, yeah, I think you could come and that could like be very impactful for you. If you're in maintenance mode, camp is really not the best fit. Camp is a great place for maintenance because we're not just sitting there talking diet all the time. Like at camp, what we do is we do a lot of talking about relationships with yourself, the relationships with others, the amount of time we spend in worry, what we want for our future self, how we're spending our days and our mental energy. Because once you clear a lot of that stuff up, so much easier to go into no BS and do the work. But for a lot of you, if you're already in maintenance, if you already lost your weight and you hadn't cleared all that up, you're not even giving yourself the opportunity to enjoy being thin. You're just thin in a miserable world, if that makes sense. Are partners allowed to attend the homecoming party? No. This is a tribe sister thing. If you do Don't Stop Believing, that is the event where we say like, bring your partners, bring all your, wait a minute, you know what? No, all right, so for the first year, let's not. All right, I think, Chris and I know we had this conversation. You guys are catching me after like all the things. Don't Stop Believing is the one that we usually say is the partner appropriate event because we want you, like a lot of people make a long weekend out of it. They bring their friends and their family. They have them cheering along for them. You know, it's a significant milestone for a lot of people. So they want their people there for them. And we allow them to come to the party. Homecoming, let's not. Not the first year. We can decide after the first year. But for the first year, let's just celebrate PNP life and not have the distraction of family and stuff. And the only reason why I say, and if you want to bring them and they're in your hotel room and they're not at the thing, that's one thing. But the main reason is just because we're going to have a lot of people coming who are like, this is going to be their girls' weekend. The way that I see it, this will be where a lot of Marco Polo groups come. Like, they'll come. They want to like celebrate PNP life. They will do all the things. There won't be mentor groups for all of this. So you guys will just be doing your own thing. I think that will be better for the first year. And then, like I said, it's the year of testing. The year after that, we can decide. Was that a decision that was good? Is that a decision that we need to change? Whatever. Don't y'all just love how I just plan and just decide things while we're all talking on a Facebook Live? CEO right here. Everybody should take note. I'm not currently walking or running right now. Is it realistic to be ready for the DSB? I live in Flat, Florida, by the way. Yeah, it's very realistic. Yeah, most even if you started, we start our training as if like you really just need to be able to walk about 2 to 3 miles and then you're going to be able to start the 16-week training program. Won't be a problem at all. Just start exercising now. Just commit to 1 or 2 days a week. You're going to go for a walk. That's it. And then you just work your way there. But yeah, no, it's not a problem at all, Heather. A year out, especially. I mean, you're like a year out. Most of the time, people don't start training until 16 weeks out. And if you have no base, you start at 20. So for that first 4 weeks, it's just getting used to walking and doing a little distance and getting your body warmed up for it. And then at that start moment, you start from like where you're at and you go. Does PNP ever offer scholarships for people who can't afford the price of the events? We don't. We tried that at one point.
it's just a logistical nightmare for one, for a lot of reasons, but the main thing, it was hard to be fair. I think that, when we did it in the past, we had a really long list, and I'm just going to tell you from my heart perspective, it was really hard to pick one or pick two. It just never was easy. Now, here's what I recommend. If you can't come to camp and you talk about it in the group, very often what we have had is someone say, hey, I'd like to buy camp for this person. And then they just do it on the back end. I mean, I'm not saying anybody has to do that, but that has happened before. If somebody else wants to pay for your spot and y'all work it out amongst yourselves, that's one thing. But we just haven't really ever been able to do the scholarship stuff in a way that makes sense, that seems to be fair and whatnot. And a lot of people who would qualify for a scholarship refuse to even put themselves on the list. And I think that was the thing that really used to ache my soul, is that I would know people needed it and they wouldn't put themselves on the list because they just felt like they didn't deserve it. And it just, I don't know, it was just hard. So it's just not something that we're doing. Will the room blocks all open up at once for all the events? Yes. So what's going to happen is tomorrow when you guys sign up, you're going to get an email immediately after you sign. It should come within 5 minutes. And in that email will be the room block. There's only one event that doesn't have a room block yet, and that's going to be October of 2020 camp. That's only because the hotel can't release it for a year out. So we'll send you an email when the hotel block is open. But when you get your email, you will have your hotel link in there to go ahead and join the Facebook group for your event and to book your hotel. And then we will have in there also alternate hotels. So if the room block at the hotel sells out, then we have some hotels that we've already listed for you that are close by that you can get a hotel room at. Will everyone be charged the same price for every event? If a discount is offered later, will people who sign up early be offered that? I never discount events. I just don't do that. I don't even discount PNP. I just don't do that. We either sell it or we don't. I don't think we've ever discounted. There was one opening where everybody paid $289 to join, and the next opening we did $329. And then I decided to take it back to $289 because I just thought that was more, just based upon how it worked out. I was like, I just really feel like we should be $289. I actually refunded every single person that joined at $329. I sent them an email and said, 2 months of membership is on me. I just don't do discounts. And I won't be, and we don't discount events. So even if it doesn't sell out, this is the way Chris and I decided. If an event doesn't sell out, we just slay for the people that come. That's it. That's how we're rolling. I'm not going to try to figure out how to sell it out. It's either going to sell out because y'all know it's worth it, or the people that decide to come, if we don't sell out, they're going to get one banging ass experience. That's how I do it. How fast do you expect the VIP camp to sell? I have no idea, y'all. I don't really have an idea. We've never done VIP. We've never done this many events at one time. Guys, I don't have a clue. I was wrong when I told, when we did the, when we sold October camp, I told Don't Stop Believing. I was like, oh, y'all, you don't need to worry. Camp will never sell out before y'all finish the race. I thought it would take a week. I kept telling them it'll be a week before it even sells out. Then bitches came off that course and were like, oh my God, my Marco Polo group blew me up saying that camp sold out. I'm not going to be able to go. And so that's how we ended up at 350, because I told Don't Stop Believing, I'm not penalizing you for being on the course. So if you sign up by tomorrow morning, we will get you in. So there you go. I have no clue. I'm the worst to ask. When will you know the exact dates in July for homecoming? When we get a convention space to nail down a contract. We are just waiting on two places right now. And Paula is our event coordinator. She is in every day talking to them. It just depends on when we're waiting on them at this point. We're ready to commit to anything we need to. We're just waiting on people to say, we have the space. Here's what it all looks like. Because the big thing is, not only do we need the space to handle everyone, but we need space that's going to be able to hold a big stage. We need space that's going to be able to do the homecoming's going to have like an official swag store, because you guys always want some PNP shit. So we're going to have some PNP shit there. But it needs to have like enough space outside to do a registration booth. And we need a place that has enough hotels around the area for everybody, like, you know, enough for hotels so that people aren't driving all over town to get there. So that's all we're working on. Can we come to homecoming if we've never been to camp? Yeah, you can come to any event. You don't have to like earn your way into any camp. This is like, if you want to start with the 6 day and you've never been, then come to the 6 day. Will you ever host a camp on the West Coast? I am sure one of these days I am going to take my happy ass out of Nashville to do an event. But I've talked to y'all about this several times. The main reason is I want you guys to think about next year. With 5 events, and each one of them takes me about at least 5. I live in Nashville, and it takes 5 days being away from my son. That is a whole month that I spend away from my son. A year. Not including how much I work. Not including all the other things that Corinne needs to do. And all the trips that I need to go on with my husband so I don't end up being divorced because of PNP. But all the things. And so I do them in Nashville for that reason. Because if I take this on the road, then every event becomes a 7 to 8 day commitment for me to be without my son. The other reason why we do it in Nashville is... And I will cry. I'm so sorry for all of you who are like, don't cry, I'm at work. My son loves coming to them. And while that baby is small, you know, 17, he's small in my faith, in my mind. And he wants to be a part of all this. I want him to be. And it means a lot to me to be able to have him there. And when we do them in Nashville, now that my husband doesn't work for, he works for me. That means I don't have to leave my family as much. He gets to stay at the hotel. And then when I'm all emotional because I've been talking all day and moved and heard stories and all the things, I have my person that I can talk to. So that is why I don't take it on the road. And I know that feels unfair when you live on the West Coast. I get it. I get it. My mentor used to be in El Dorado Hills, California. I had to fly to 2 different cities and then drive an hour just to go to all my events, and I had to go to 5 a year. It was not easy. But I promise you one day we will take this show on the road. I just want to wait until Hogan's a little bit older or not with us in the house anymore, or he doesn't really care to come. But I'm going to tell you, he has been talking about coming to the October party for 2 months now. He loves to come. He calls so many of the groups, like Joy from Tall Tribe and stuff. That's his friends. And unfortunately, my baby doesn't have a lot of friends. And I love that some of you care about him like he was your own. I know y'all probably enjoy it, but I also know that you have your own kids and stuff, and when my son's blowing you up on Marco Polo and that kind of stuff, I just appreciate it. And I just want him to be able to come. And I think sometimes too, when he gets to see all that, you know, on those nights when he comes into my office to talk to me and I'm distracted and I'm in the throes of something and he doesn't, like, his mama can't take a moment for him, I think it helps it make sense to him sometimes. To experience all this. Oh my God. It's like I need a hormone pill. I need a hormone pill shoved up my ass, obviously. Can you describe Don't Stop Believing in the coaching, please, and number of people? So there's this year, the race, we're capping it at 500. We had like 170 last year. And what we decided to do this year was hire a race team to come in to manage all the logistics and stuff so that we're not like, the last thing you want is Corinne ordering the porta potties. Woo! So we have a company that's going to actually do that stuff for us and set everything up. But 16 weeks prior to the race, you'll be in a private Facebook group, and you'll be sent your training program ahead of time. And in that training program also has some videos and things. It's like a course. Just think of it like a course that goes over like shoes and gear and sweating and pooping and all the things that everybody worries about. And then we're also going to have a couple of what I call my expert level mentors in there who will be moderating that group and answering questions, so that when you're doing training runs and all that stuff, if you have questions, they can answer 90% of it. And anything they can't answer will be kicked up to me, and then I will answer it. And we'll have, like, the nice thing about the Don't Stop Believing Facebook group is they post a lot of pictures each week. So you get a lot of, like, woohoo, you know, like, we're all doing it together and all that kind of stuff. But that's how that training program works. So it's a lot of interaction. It's a lot of, like, team spirit inside there. But you will get access to all of that. Will there be a Facebook group for the people who do the January intensive training? Yep. When will that group get together? Every Facebook group launches tomorrow. They're all set up and ready for you. So you get to start working with your face. You'll already be in a Facebook group already. So you'll know those people. And specifically the 6-day intensive, because this is my first one, I will probably be in there quite a bit, because I will be, like, as I'm planning it and doing all the things, I'm going to be asking a lot of questions to make sure we're covering what you guys need, all that kind of stuff. So I expect that one to be very intense. Hence intensive. And I'm in all, like, the camp. You can ask the campers now for October. I've been in there quite a bit. As we get closer to an event, I start coming in a little bit more often. And Mary Jo really leads point on that. We make sure that the camp mentors and Mary Jo are highly active in those groups, so that you're getting your questions answered and your fears abated. But, you know, for a lot of you who don't travel much and come to these kinds of things, I get it. It's scary. It's like, you're all nervous, and, like, you're nervous enough about losing weight, but now you're going to come and talk about losing weight in real time with real people and someone who yells and screams and cusses all the time. So I get why it's all like that. What I encourage everybody to do for the events, though, is use your groups. You know, go in there, talk about what you're nervous about. You know, like, talk, like, in your groups will be people who have already been to these events and who love coming to them. And the one thing all of you can hold on to is, like, people were like, will I have a good time? I'm all worried I won't have a good time. I'm all worried I won't this. I won't worry about that. Guys, they sell out for a reason. They can't be that bad. Otherwise, I wouldn't have to be, like, having an hour-long call with everyone to discuss all the details, because everybody's so interested in them. There's that. Do we order one event at a time? Check out and do another one for those doing more than one. Yes. You have to do it that way. Just because it took a Sweet Baby Jesus miracle in the golden diaper to get all these pages written and these websites done, and all the, like, there are so many automations that go on behind the scene. We were still working on them today. Like, for fuck's sake. Like, I'm just like, oh, like, my brain, it's probably why I'm crying, is because my brain has been in such detail mode for a few days now that it's just ready to cramp. It's just cramping. If we sign up for Fall Camp 2020 and then you add a new one, could we switch? Oh, that's a good question. I would say no, but it would be right around the same time. Like, I'm not going to add one in May. Let's put it that way. It would be, like, if we added another camp, it would probably, like, if I had to guess, if we were going to add another camp, it would either be September or November. So it'd be right around. I'm just going to say that's going to have to be a no. Just because I can't even imagine logistically how that would work. Like, my brain hurts on that one. Do people who live in Nashville ever commute to the events to save money on hotel? If so, do you think they would feel like they are missing out on some of the specialness of the event? I do. This is my personal opinion. We have had people that commute and we have had people that stay there. The people that commute always say they wish they had stayed at the hotel. At night, there's just so much that goes on. There is, like, I'm going to tell you, the magic of the events is not what happens during the day. I am the seed during the day. I am planting the things. The real magic of camp is sitting around, whether you're in the lobby, in your hotel room, with other people, or in Champions, or, you know, wherever, talking about what's happening, reflecting on it. That's where the relationships are made. That's where things start getting cemented. Nothing to say against me and all of my amazement during the day, but I really think that the thing that makes camp so special is when people remember the moments they're having with other people, where they're sharing how they have something. Like, I saw you getting coached today. I'm right there with you. And then you guys talk about it and what you're going to be doing with it and stuff. To me, that's one of the most important things about it. All right. But, I mean, it's wholly up to you guys.
All right. Anything else you guys have before I get off here? I think, coaches, have I covered it all? If I haven't, will you please let me know in the Filters channel? let's see. I guess not. I guess that's everything. Don't forget the golden diaper part. What's the golden diaper? I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe y'all are talking. Y'all must be talking about something I don't know about because I was too busy crying or something. All right, guys. I think that's everything. Oh, can I just say this? This is Sarah. I'm so glad you said this. I know a lot of you are all weird about rooming with people. I'm just going to say, when I first started doing these camps, this is how, like, I want you to know how it ran. You would sign up. You would, like, PayPal me your money. There was no big process. And you would be told who you would be rooming with. There was no, like, I'm going to room on my own. There was no, I snore. I'm afraid I'm going to fart in the middle of the night. There was none of that. It was like, get over farting. Get over snoring and stuff. You're rooming with people. And you don't know who they are. I pick. And I would do a random sort. I was like the magic sorting hat. Some of the best relationships in this tribe all started in those hotel rooms. And I will tell you, I have a lot of members who are no longer members of PNP Tribe that I still talk to this day, just friends and acquaintances from the early days. Do you know they're all still best friends, all because they came to a camp and they roomed together? I cannot tell you the magic that happens in those rooms. So if you can just imagine for a moment that the human body toots and it snores and sometimes says inappropriate things and that no one dies or get pregnant, I would highly recommend you think about getting roommates when you come to these things. I think that there's nothing better than going back to your room. I know all the introverts, but I'm an introvert. Quit using it as a bullshit excuse to not connect with people. You can be a roommate with one other person. You guys can have some quiet time if you need, whatever. But I am just going to tell you, many an introvert has come through PNP and found their soul buddy because they decided to room with someone. Now, that is not to say you have to or anything. If it's truly one of those boundary issues and stuff, guys, go for it. But I have seen so many people say, I've never roomed with anyone, and now I room with three people every time I come to camp. It feels like a slumber party, like the slumber party you never got to have or the slumber party you used to have where you just chat. I still room with the coaches. I sleep with Jenny. The king is finally coming, and we're going to close the two doors to our room because we have adjoining suites. And then we all open them in the mornings, and we're all mixing in and out all day long. We do that on purpose because a lot of bonding, connecting, thinking about you guys and all that stuff happens every single time. We've tried it without it, and there was just this lack of specialness. It felt like something was missing. So I think that, like, just, oh, who said they're afraid of crying at the entire event? Is Anne Marie on here? You'll never be able to top Anne Marie. Anne Marie cries more than anybody I know. So she wears the crown, and Judith Fender is next. I just want you guys to consider getting roommates. The other thing about getting roommates, not only does it make it special, or it can make it special. I'm not saying it absolutely will, but it can make it special, is that for those of you who want to, like, save on cost, it's a good way to save on cost so that you're not spending as much. And there's a lot of you who want to save on hotel cost. And the last thing is, we can only get so many rooms. You know, the Marriott, poor old Marriott, they only give us so many. And then they have to just stop doing it. So the more you guys room, the more people who get an opportunity to stay at the hotel too. So there's that. Okay. Everybody is like, I'm the hashtag crier. It's like, oh yeah, we got plenty. No, like, most people, they walk in the door and they start crying and they leave crying. Like, they might have a break for a glass of water. Like, don't worry about it. We bring our own special tissue. We don't even use hotel tissue because we go through so much of it that one time we did, we rashed people's noses. So we were like, we bring the puffs with the lotions. All right, guys, y'all have a good one. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow. No matter what, I think that I will be shocked. I'm always shocked by you guys, which is amazing. I just love it. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.